big media believes you should be told what to think. We disagree. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
You know, when it comes to the next generation of cars, electric vehicles, you know, sustainable energy, all of that sort of thing, there really are two questions. One, is that what we should all move to in the future? And secondly, does the government have a role in incentivizing or even forcing us to do that? Because the answer to that second question is really expensive, it's turning out. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for making American Viewpoints part of your weekend. You know, when you look back to the Green New Deal, which in theory did not pass Congress, it fell apart, but there's an awful lot of that in what's called the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed through Congress right before the elections last year. And electric vehicles and your tax dollars are involved in that a lot. I am now joined by Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. And Phil, interesting op-ed that you put out just a little bit ago. I didn't necessarily find that you're against electric vehicles, but you got a big problem with how the government is trying to push everybody into them. How do you assess what the Biden administration and what the law through Congress is doing right now when it comes to these vehicles and how it affects us all?
Well, I think we're staring at an impending disaster, and it's a combination of things. But Mike, you know, I think it's one thing to have the subsidies, and I'm not a big fan of subsidies because I think markets ought to, you know, determine, you know, let consumer preferences determine what happens. And ideally, we wouldn't have all these subsidies. People would buy an electric car if they want an electric car. They'd buy a gas car if they want a gas car, and the manufacturers would figure out what people want and deliver the products. That would be my ideal. We're really far from that. Obviously, there's going to be, you know, billions of dollars in subsidies that flow, $7,500, you know, for the purchaser of an electric vehicle, billions that are going directly to manufacturers, all of the, you know, up to, I think, $50 billion in loan guarantees that are now under control of the Department of Energy under Inflation Reduction Act. So there's a huge thumb on the, they're going to, you know, taxpayer funded charging stations. There are all these huge thumbs on the scale in terms of subsidies at taxpayer expense that are flowing to electric vehicles. And I think most people kind of know about that. But what's much worse than that, and which wasn't passed by Congress and therefore is highly suspect in terms of whether it's even legal, is we've also got mandates of what percentage of vehicles need to be electric vehicles that the Biden administration has put through. And what they've done is they've essentially said, you know, we can set miles per gallon standards. And of course, everyone's familiar with these, the CAFE standards, but we're going to set them in a way where the only way manufacturers can meet them is if they have certain percentages of electric vehicles that they're selling, because the fleet average is going to be set above what even the most fuel efficient gas car can do. And therefore, and then we're going to ratchet up even further from that. And so what they've done is they've designed a path where the mandates take us from, you know, we're at about, I think, 3 or 4% of vehicle sales are electric vehicles. And maybe it's more like 5 or 6 now, and then, you know, when we get the data for the current year. But they are going to mandate that for model year 2026, it'd be 17% of all vehicles are electric vehicles. And then for model year 2027, they're going to mandate that it's 30%, and then they increase it. And they've got it. They've got it in their current regulation. They've got it scheduled through 2032 model year, where they've got it at 67%. So 2/3 of all vehicles sold in model year 2032 need to be electric vehicles, and it's even higher than that for sedans. It's at 78%. And you know, if you want a gas-powered car, and the government says that, you know, it can only be, you know, 20% of cars that are gas-powered, well, you're going to have a big problem, Mike, because if you can even find one, it's going to cost a fortune, because everyone else who wants one is bidding for that same government-restricted small portion of the market that are still allowed to be, you know, internal combustion vehicles. And we're already starting to see this, and it's going to get much worse as these mandates ratchet up.
The government can't tell me what car I must buy, or I guess they could tell me what car I can't buy. How do you get to those goals? I mean, does that solely by restricting supply and only allowing so many gas vehicles on the market? Because that's clearly not a free market approach. How can they possibly say the amount of sales has to meet certain percentages without restricting some kind of supply?
Well, what they're doing is they're regulating the manufacturer. So for each manufacturer, they've got to have an average fuel economy across their vehicle fleet that meets the requirement that the regulator set in each year. And, you know, the way they set these requirements, they have an assumption of what percentage need to be electric vehicles. If a given manufacturer falls short of that requirement, they've got to buy credits from another manufacturer. And so to a certain extent, you know, if you've got, let's say Ford or GM comes up short, they can go buy a bunch of credits from Tesla, and that gets put into the price, and then they can be sort of on the right side of the Biden administration. The problem is where they're setting these numbers, the overall market is going to have a lot of trouble. And so the credits are not going to be there, or they're going to be extremely expensive. And so what happens is the supply will get restricted. And so you're going to go to a dealer's lot, and they're going to have, you know, 100 electric vehicles on the lot, and they're going to have two gas-powered vehicles. And they're going to say, this is all we're allowed to sell, and this is all the manufacturer will give us. And they're going to be asking above MSRP, and they're probably going to be a bunch of other people that want them. And so it is exactly what you've suggested. We're going to be dealing with severe supply restrictions for internal combustion engine vehicles under the Biden administration's policy.
We are visiting with Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. And I know that the miles per gallon standards, which you mentioned just a minute ago, a lot of people would say, what's wrong with that? Even if it was with a gas vehicle, they say more miles per gallon sounds good to me.
Well, you know, historically, we have done this. We've had a whole series of these standards that have ratcheted up fuel economy, and we definitely have more fuel efficient cars than we used to. There's no question about that. But, you know, there are a lot of trade-offs with that. We've had to reduce vehicle weights significantly, which makes them less crash worthy. We don't let consumers make the choice of whether they, you know, might want, you know, more comfort or more power and accept lower fuel economy. To me, that should be a consumer choice. That should not be something that's set by government. But we're in a whole different world now, because now they're setting fuel economy standards as a backdoor way to mandate electric vehicles, because they're setting fuel economy standards that are literally impossible for a gas-powered car to meet. Even the most, you know, even a, you know, they are setting standards that Priuses don't meet. And so it's really dishonest for them to characterize these as fuel economy standards when what they really are is electric vehicle mandates.
Okay, Phil, some of these are law, but some of these are regulations. What's the way to learn more about them? How do those requirements get stopped?
Well, there's ongoing litigation that was actually in the D.C. Circuit last week, and it'll make its way to the Supreme Court, although probably not until 2025. And you never know exactly how the courts are going to come down on one of these things. But I think the best thing people can do right now is to actually write into the Department of Transportation. They're in an open public comment period on this, and we can slow them down a bit if we have a lot of people weigh in and say what a bad idea this is. So we've got sort of a model comment that people can use on AmericanCommitment.org, and you can edit it however you want, and we'll deliver that for you. And of course, you know, it's possible that Congress will develop the backbone to step in and stop some of this. But realistically, this is an issue that's probably going to be decided in the presidential election, because if we have four more years of Biden, even if these particular rules are blocked in court, he can find some other way to do it. I mean, if you have a president who's just all out convinced that we need to destroy internal combustion vehicles, he can probably accomplish it. And we didn't even get into the waiver issue, because Biden gave California a waiver that actually lets them outright ban internal combustion vehicles. And, you know, it's going to be illegal to sell internal combustion vehicles in California in 2035 unless that waiver is repealed. And, you know, there are 10 or 11 other states that are already following them. And so we've got this whole other second line of attack as well. And, you know, my sense is that, you know, this needs to be one of the major issues in the presidential election. And if we want to keep it, you know, a country where you can buy the car and truck that you want that suits you, instead of, you know, the government deciding we're only going to have electric vehicles, we probably need to have a Republican victory next year. I don't see any other way that happens.
All right. Phil Kirpin, American Commitment. You just mentioned AmericanCommitment.org. So it's a lot bigger than just what's on the car lot. Phil, thanks so much for being on the program.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
And speaking of Congress and the president, you're hearing a lot about a possible government shutdown that could be coming at the end of the month. We'll get you the update on that just ahead here on American Viewpoints.